One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
They say opposites attract. My name is Bella, and my sister's name is Stella. And we are different, like two elements, fire and water, even though we are twins. I'm water, she's fire, and we've always been at war with each other, all our lives. And then something happened that opened up new sides of us that were unfamiliar to us. Stella and I were such different sisters that my parents wondered if we were even related. I liked juices, Stella liked water. I liked steaks, and my sister was a vegetarian. We had different tastes in guys and clothes. I was closer to my dad, and she was closer to my mom. But in the divorce, we both stayed with my mom. It was a hard time for all of us. No one told us the reason for the divorce. They didn't notify us at all. They just put us in front of the fact. I was really worried about it. I always thought that family was something sacred, and in general, it was not ruinable. I never thought it would affect our whole family. When we were without a father, my mother worked a lot, and Stella and I grew up on our own, going to school and coming home and fighting. All the time, every day.
Did you eat my zucchini again? I told you it was mine.
Come on, I don't eat vegetables that often. It just went perfectly with my lunch this time.
Eat your stinky meat, and don't touch my vegetables. Got it?
It was a normal conversation. In the evening, I was going out with my friends, but I couldn't find my favorite sweater in the closet. A little later, I found out that Stella had worn it and had thrown it in the wash, but it hadn't been washed yet. My eye twitched.
Stella, why the fuck did you touch my stuff? Who said you could?
Oh, I just forgot to wash it.
That can't be eaten, at least. Unlike my zucchini.
So you're getting back at me or something?
Well, you want to put it like that. What's the problem?
After you? You walked around in it, sweating, stinking, and I have to wear it?
Don't bullshit me. I don't sweat like you.
Yeah, at this rate, you'll die of anemia.
You're worried about me?
I can't wait to see if after you die, nobody steals my stuff. Stella gave me the middle finger and left. That evening, when I got home, my mother was sitting in the kitchen drinking wine. I tried to help her somehow. She was drunk and not talking. Stella put her to bed, and I went outside to sit by the pool. Stella came out half an hour later, crying.
What's wrong? Mom said she got fired from her job. She's upset. How the hell are we going to live?
It's all right. We'll figure something out.
What can we do? We're teenagers. Who's going to hire us? We're still in high school.
Don't be hysterical. She hasn't been fired yet.
Maybe she'll get away with it. You're like her father.
What do you mean?
You don't care about anything. You don't think about the future. He only ditched us for himself, to make himself feel better.
Don't say that. It's hard for him, too. I'm in touch with him.
You've always been closer to him, so why don't you just get out? You're both good, you're both crazy, and Mom and I are fine without you.
Take that back, Stella. I stood at the edge of the pool. I was hurt by her words. I was angry, but my sister was saying nasty things. I couldn't stand it and pushed her into the water. She pulled me in with her and we fell in together, and we started fighting. Yeah, we were both screaming like crazy, and my mom came out to our screams. We froze.
Mom, is everything okay?
Mom, we're just here
fighting again. You've been doing it all the time since you were born. I thought it would be better if Bella was taken by her father. He suggested it.
Are you serious? She's finally getting out of here.
Don't say that, Bella. I love you. I want you to be happy where you want to be. That's why I'll accept whatever you choose.
Then I'll go.
He's coming tomorrow morning. Pack your things.
My father and I left the next day. I didn't even say goodbye to Stella. I was sure I'd be better off without her. Dad brought me back to his apartment, where we started living together. At first, all was well, and then my father ran out of vacation time and was away at work. Meanwhile, Stella and I never got to talk once. I walked around the house eating vegetables and remembered her yelling at me for taking them. Yep, no one scolding, no yelling. It's even kind of boring. It's been a month since I left, and she hasn't even texted once. Maybe I should call her. Although, what am I gonna... Ugh, Shit, okay, I'll call, I said to myself and dialed the number. But Stella didn't answer, then reset. I looked at her social media, and there were these weird posts about how she was single and how her life had changed and she was going through a bad patch. But I couldn't understand what she was getting at. My mother said they were doing well. She told me that she had met a man and they were fine. I was happy for her, honestly, but something was bothering me. I wrote to Stella, but she didn't reply, so I wrote to her only friend, and she told me that Stella had been skipping classes for over 3 weeks, in and out, stopped communicating with everyone, and withdrew into herself. That won't do. I have to check on her myself. I talked to my dad, and I went to my mom's house that night. The door was opened by Stella, and she looked bad. Bags under her eyes, dirty hair. She opened the door and didn't even say hello. My mom hugged me and then introduced me to her boyfriend. He turned out to be nice, kept saying how much my sister and I looked alike, and Stella just mooed that we were too different. Finally, mom and her boyfriend left, and Stella and I stayed at home. She wouldn't talk to me. I sat down next to her and started asking questions and telling her about myself, but she suddenly yelled at me that she didn't care what was going on with me. Well, you wanted me to go away. Weren't you happy? None of your business. Do not interfere with me ever, okay? Oh, come on. You don't eat meat and you're as mad as a dog because you're hungry. What did you call me? A dog? I didn't call you a dog. I just compared you to one. Before I could even finish, my sister came at me again and we fought. Idiot, you ruined my clothes. You tore my dress. I yelled, but Stella had left the house and slammed the door. I was too lazy to unpack my clothes, so I changed into her home clothes. I sat in front of the TV and fell asleep. I woke up to someone carrying me. I opened my eyes and saw my mom's boyfriend. What are you doing? Where's mom?
Quiet, quiet. Your mother was called to work. Where did your sister go?
I have no idea, but what are you doing?
We still have time. It's the old rules. I won't tell anyone that you try to strangle me, and you do as I say, okay, Stella?
I knew what he was talking about right away, so I decided to play along and pretended to be my sister. Oh, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to pee, it's an emergency.
Okay, I'll wait for you here, in the room.
I ran into the bathroom and called the police. I held the phone with trembling hands and called my mother, but she didn't answer, and Stella didn't pick up either. I was really scared. He called me from my room. I turned on the camera and placed the phone technically on the table, walking toward him myself, hiding a file from the bathtub in my pocket. Can I get you something to drink?
No, come here already.
He grabbed me by the hair and I started screaming, trying to get away. Stella then came into the house. She froze in terror, just stood there like a stone, crying. I called out for help, but she didn't respond. The man stood there in shock, unable to figure out which one of us was which. Then he wanted to pounce on my sister, so I stabbed the file right into his leg. I grabbed Stella and ran outside. That's when my mom came into the house, and I ran screaming to her, holding Stella. She saw her boyfriend inside.
Belle, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be going home.
Honey, it's not what you think. I can explain.
But at that point, I came up behind him and knocked him over the head with a chair. He passed out, and the police arrived. He was almost immediately charged with molestation. While my mother was writing a report on him in tears, I was hugging my sister. She told me everything, how he threatened to kill our mom and find her and me. I told her then that she was the dearest person I had and that I would do anything for her. After that story, my mother apologized to my sister. She sold the house and she and Stella moved to another city. I went back to my father, but this time my sister and I made a promise to each other to communicate. Always.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.